My guest at this time is House Budget Committee Chairman Tom Price. He's a Republican from Georgia's 6th Congressional District, and he joins me now to talk about ways that House Republicans and Senate Republicans will soon be pushing to the president's desk in effort to repeal major portions of Obamacare. And Congressman, thanks very much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg. Wonderful to be with you all again.
You are leading an effort through reconciliation to roll back some key parts of Obamacare. And the interesting thing about this, of course, is that reconciliation does not require that 60-vote threshold to get things through in the Senate. So you're essentially on the verge here of getting things to the president's desk. Whether he signs them or not is another question, but you're at least about to get further than you have on most of these things before.
Well, you're absolutely right, and so many of the American people are frustrated because we haven't been able to get things to the president's desk because of the 60-vote threshold in the United States Senate. And what reconciliation is a process through the budget resolution that we passed earlier this year, a budget that, oh, by the way, balances within a 10-year period of time without raising taxes and gets us on a path to paying off the debt. Part of that is an ability to do this reconciliation bill, which we passed out of our committee in the House, and hopefully will pass through the House itself and send it to the Senate in a week or two, that will repeal huge portions of Obamacare: employer mandate, individual mandate, the Independent Payment Advisory Board, the Cadillac tax, all the kinds of things that are the core of Obamacare. And then the Senate is able to pass that, as you mentioned, with just a simple majority, 51 as opposed to the 60-vote threshold, so we can actually get it on the president's desk. It's important that the American people know who's standing up for positive, patient-oriented solutions in health care, and those are the Republicans in the House and Senate, and who's getting in the way of the kinds of things that the American people want when it comes to health care.
Let's talk about some of these provisions. Obviously, folks, I think, are fairly familiar with the individual mandate and the employer mandate. Remind folks real quickly what the Cadillac tax is.
Cadillac tax is a tax on those individuals who are receiving or have coverage, health care coverage, insurance coverage, mostly from their employer, but at a level that the government deems to be, quote, too much, unquote. And this, again, gets to the core of what Obamacare is all about, and that is that Washington is making decisions for you and for your family that may or may not be what you would want or desire. And when the government says you've got too much, then what does it do? It will tax it, and that's what the Cadillac tax is. It flies in the face of choices. One of the principles that are so important in healthcare is that the patients ought to be the ones deciding when they're treated, where they're treated, where and how and the like, and what kind of coverage they have, not the government forcing individuals to purchase what they think they ought to buy.
Couple quick other items here I think folks would like to have explained just a little bit. You also call for the repeal of the Prevention and Public Health Fund. What is it, and why does it need to go?
Well, this is a wonderful, this is a classic Washington example of a wonderful sounding thing, the Prevention Fund, when in fact it is essentially a slush fund for the administration to move money, move billions of dollars literally, to the kinds of activities that it wants, not that are necessarily beneficial to patients. So it's got little structure to it. It's a fund that it's a pot of money that the Secretary of Health and Human Services has essentially complete control over. And it's got a wonderful title, but it doesn't do anything that helps patients across this land.
You would also repeal Obamacare's employer auto enrollment for health insurance. What's that?
Yeah, this is another area where the government is dictating to employers and to employees exactly what kind of health coverage they must purchase, and it requires employers and employees to do this. This is part of the employer mandate. It's an adjunct to the employer mandate. And again, what we desire, what we think is most important, is that patients and families and their doctors be making medical decisions, and that it ought to be patients and families who are selecting the kind of health coverage that they want for themselves, not being forced to purchase what the government deems most appropriate for them.
Now, you said, Congressman and Mr. Chairman, you want to roll this all together. I'm guessing you're expecting a presidential veto, especially given the mandate repeals that are in here. Do you think if they were separate that any of these would be palatable to him?
Well, it's a great question. We have, in fact, passed a repeal of the Independent Payment Advisory Board and the Cadillac tax individually. The problem is that the Democrats in the Senate block any ability for us to take up, for the Republicans in the Senate to take up those pieces of legislation. Both of those are bipartisan, but we can't get the Democrats in the Senate to allow them to move forward because it takes that 60-vote margin. The president, no doubt, will veto this piece of legislation, but again, we think it's important that the American people understand and appreciate who's standing in the way of real solutions.
Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, Chairman of the House Budget Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.